Everyone, and welcome back to Jola Speaks. I trust you're keeping well and keeping safe. God is amazing. Today we're going to continue what we said on Monday, which is the appointed time. And I'm going to be discussing God can use anybody. Anybody can be a tool in the hands of the Creator. Understand that. Anybody, even the enemies that you think you have, I have, or people that you call don't like us, whatever way you classify them, God can use even those people because they are all tools in the hand of the Creator. So I read from 2 Samuel 3, 6 to 11 and 12 to 17 to 21. Holy Spirit, help me to deliver your message. All of you, less of me. Help those that are here to be even more encouraged and more intrigued to even dig more into the word and know you better and better and love you more and more. That indeed the purpose of these episodes, even this episode, will indeed come to pass and be done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Help me to bring to invite people to even learn more and let everybody that is listening to this be encouraged in Jesus' name. Amen. So I read 2 Samuel verses 3, 6 to 11 and 7 to 21. Now, during the war between the household, and please I encourage you to read your Bible with me. During the war between the house of Saul and the house of David, Abner had been strengthening his own position in the house of Saul. Now, Saul had a concubine named Rizpah, called a daughter of Aiah. And Ishbosheth said to Abner, "Why did you sleep with my father's concubine?" Abner was very angry because of what Ishbosheth had said. He answered, "Am I a dog's head on Judah's side? This very day I am loyal to the house of your father Saul and to his family and friends. I haven't handed you over to David, yet now you accuse me of an offense involving this woman. May God deal with Abner, be it ever so severely, if I do not do for David what the Lord has promised him on oath, and transfer the kingdom from the house of Saul, and establish the kingdom shown over Israel, and establish David shown over Israel and Judah from Dan to Beersheba." Ishbosheth did not dare say another word to Abner, because he was afraid of him. So I jump down to verses 17 and read to verses 21. Abner conferred with the elders of Israel and said, "For some time now you wanted to make David your king. Now do it. For the Lord promised David, by my servant David, I will rescue my people Israel from the land of the Philistines and from the land of all their enemies." Abner also spoke to the Benjamites in person. Then he went to Hebron to tell David everything that Israel and the whole tribe of Benjamin wanted to do. When Abner, who had 20 men with him, came to David at Hebron, David prepared a feast for him and his men. Then Abner said to David, "Let me go at once and establish all Israel for my Lord the king, so that they may make a covenant with you and that you may rule over all that your heart desires." So David sent Abner away and he went in peace. And I stopped there. God can use anybody. Now, who is Abner? Abner was the commander-in-chief, from what I understand, in the army of Israel. So he was very, very senior. And also, he was the one that put Ishbosheth on the throne. He was that powerful in Israel. Now, he may not have been the king of Israel, but he was definitely very powerful in Israel. In fact, I feel like he was the king ruling through Ishbosheth. He was that powerful. You know, he was a very key person in Israel at that point in time. Now, he put Ishbosheth on the throne. He was clearly Saul's commander-in-chief, so he was very senior. The whole of Israel clearly recognized and respected him. But more importantly, here at this point in time, before this actual episode, he was at loggerheads with David because he wanted to continue to establish the house of Saul as king in Israel, and he was determined to do that by all means. So there was a lot of war between David's house and Saul's house because Abner was insisting and pushing, you know, that, you know, he wanted the house of Saul on the throne. You see, he was powerful, right? Now God can use anybody. Yes, he was powerful, but yes, he was an enemy to David because he was constantly at war with David to ensure they maintain Saul's kingship or Saul's house kingship over Israel. But you see, God chose Abner to align David to the throne. God used Abner to enforce David to be called to start a series of events to push David on the throne. You see, in verses 9 of chapter 3, 2 Samuel, it says, "May God deal with Abner, be it ever so severe, if I do not do for David what the Lord promised on oath." So, which means, because of this flimsy excuse that we discussed yesterday, it made Abner so angry that he shifted his mindset. He shifted his love and push and determination to ensure Saul's house remains king over Israel, and turned it to David to align to what God had proposed and anointed David to do ages ago. God can use anybody. He was an enemy. He was far away from David. He was at war with the house of David just to maintain a kingship. And literally, one event just shifted his mindset, shifted his thought pattern, shifted his love for the house of Saul straight to the house of David. That's not a normal event. It can't be normal. Because think about it, all Abner's life, he had worked for Saul, he had served Saul, he had done everything for Saul. How one flimsy event turns his mind, turns his heart, turns it to champion and push for David. And what did Abner do? One, I write here, he says, he brought back Micah, which was Saul's daughter, and Saul had given it to David in marriage, right? He brought her back because David had asked him to do so. 1-2. He conferred with the Israel to insist. He says in verse 17. He says he conferred with the elders of Israel and said, you know, we need to make David king of Israel. He now went to the Benjamites and then went and tell David all that they were saying and went to do. He was literally championing and positioning the same determination he had for the house of Saul, he now had for David. I must make this man, I must do all in my power to ensure this man becomes the king of Israel. It happened in a split second. One accusation, which is so flimsy, shifted the heart of this man. And so it just reminds me of Proverbs 21, verses 1, that in the Lord's hand, the king's heart is a stream of water, and he channels towards all who please him. In fact, let me read the King James Version. This is NIV, and I like the way the King James Version puts it. Let me just open it quickly. And I know this verse because I've used to pray so many times. The heart of a king is in the hands of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes. Indirectly, Abner was kind of the king of Israel because he was leading Ishbosheth. Ishbosheth was so scared of him, he couldn't do anything. So literally, Abner was the one, you know, using him. He was the face of the king of Israel as house of Saul, but he wasn't really king of Israel. Abner was the one positioning things. And see how God turned Abner's heart. Like literally, see some water, just turned it. And he was positioning and fighting for David to become king of Israel. David had nothing to do with it. He was in his house there chilling, maybe fighting. I don't know what he was doing. But he had nothing to do with God when God shifted the season. When the appointed time came, God used events, people to align David so that David could not say it was me that put myself on you. No, because how? Really? He was not there when things changed. But you see, one of the most powerful men in Israel at that time literally became his champion. A former enemy became David's champion and did everything he wanted there to do to position David to become king of Israel because he was angry with Ishbosheth. It's a flimsy reason. But he walked and pushed to work for God's will and purpose in Israel to come to pass. God can use anybody. Honestly, He can use anybody. I don't know what you may be going through now. I don't know what may be happening. I don't know what impossibility you may be experiencing. But just know that even the enemies that you may call enemies, those that don't like you, may not send you, whatever you classify them, those people, God can still use them for His will to come to pass in your life. In fact, in many cases, He may be even be used like the way God used Saul, right, and Saul's actions to train David and align him. Again, God was using Saul. And so trust God. God is meant to be feared. The way He aligns a commander in army, just think of the army now. Think of the commanders. And this is Israel. So He was commander of the whole country. Think of that kind of person. And that guy's heart just switches split second because God says, oh yeah, align. Yet, no matter how David would have fought, clearly, he was not winning. Yes, he was winning, but he was not the king of Israel. He won a couple of times, but but his winning did not make him king of Israel. So what's the point in that case? But when God said, oh yeah, start, everything began to align. Quick. God is meant to be feared. And you see, when you submit to God and God's authority, not those the enemy or whatever whoever you are aligning to, you'll find that God can make that person, you know, do align yourself for your good, because you know He is the one that created every single person. Their hearts, He knows their hearts. He knows everything that happened in their childhood, what it is that they are focused on, what is driving them. He knows everything. And He can use anything. Trust God. God is meant to be trusted. He's meant to be feared. Nobody is too big. Whatever you are, whether a man or a woman, even spirits, the power in heavens and earth belong to God. So, and you have access to that God. So we need to understand how powerful our Father is. We need to understand the significance and the magnificence of who He is. And continue to key in it whenever we go through anything. And know that God is handling this. So no matter what it is it's before me. God is bigger. It's huge. Trust Him. Continue to show up. Don't give up. Because once you give up, that means that's the answer. No. Keep going. So God can point to our line. Because you know that with God, you cannot fail. As you are lying, as long as you are lying, as something is will, you cannot fail. Yes, you may fall, but you keep going. And you get to the promise that He has told you. Then we didn't stop at being king of Judah or Hebron. He continued to go and became the king of Israel. And I encourage you to do so, that whatever throne God has given to you, or I, we should continue to do it. Continue to align ourselves. Even if it looks impossible, it looks too far-fetched. Nothing can be far-fetched with God. And then He has created everything. Also, what's waiting for the manifestation of those things on earth? Thank you for listening to me today. God bless you. God bless you. I love you. Bye. And Holy Spirit, anyone that may be feeling overwhelmed, Father, I pray for a renewed sense of strength, hope, and purpose in their lives. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Amen. Bye, 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 bye.